Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply. Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
The planet is shifting in terms of energetic recalibration of the masculine and the feminine, as I've spoken of in the earlier ones. So what is one of the other things that will shift? The old souls and the wisdom keepers will rise up and claim their power. How will this happen through nakshatras? We shall examine that in this one. Because there are signatures that the soul brings in and takes birth at the right time, at the right place, with the right kind of people, environment, society, that will bring the necessary wisdom forward from past lives and then bring it in the external world. Because the soul's experience is buried in the Akash, and the Akash is revealed in the birth charts through the different nakshatra signatures. Now, who are these wisdom keepers and the old souls, and how do you make them out from the nakshatras and from the birth chart? My intuition tells me there are 8 of them, and we shall go through them one by one. And before we get into them further one by one, I want you to understand something very clearly. Every nakshatra plays out in every kind of ascendant. So we are not stereotyping one kind of ascendant here. Let it be Aries right up till Pisces ascendant. Every nakshatra is playing out in every chart, as we shall see towards the end of this video. It's just that it appears in different houses or areas of your life. If it appears in one area of your life, you hold more wisdom. Your soul holds more wisdom in that particular area of life. That's what you need to bring forward into this life as your service to humanity. Each one of these 8 nakshatras is a Devgana. That means they already have the necessary soul wisdom of past life to distill everything into a sattvic form, or the purest conceptual form of energy. That is learned wisdom of the ancients, of the past lives, and of the ancestry that is involved. So it's highly complex, and they directly bring it as energy to be used and assimilated in the collective, and from an individual to the collective kind of situation. So let's see one by one, who are these? In Aries, it is the Ashwini Nakshatra. Now, Ashwini Nakshatra, as you can see, has got themes of healing in it. These people might become healers, doctors, Ayurvedic doctors, herbal medicinal kind of people. They may be drawn to those kind of sciences. and they will be initiators probably of new forms of healing. And introduction of new forms of healing, even in the mainstream, even the mainstream doctors, researchers, scientists might be having a dominant Ashwini Nakshatra. Number two, it falls in Taurus and Gemini, between the signs of Taurus and Gemini, the Mrigashirsha Nakshatra. In Mrigashirsha Nakshatra, if you remember the themes, it has the themes of hunting for the right solution. It is searching, it is seeking, it is researching. These are the researchers' kind of mind. They will bring in the soft approach of wanting to study and wanting to understand the real meaning behind things, which is very much needed, obviously. When you are working with the new energies, they will feel it and they will want to research what is going on in the shift. Who am I? Where am I going with this whole thing? If I'm studying a subject, what is the depth of this subject? Those kinds of things, Mrigashirsha is very good at researching, and they will feel the energy of this shift. All these eight nakshatras that I have listed there are the dominant ones who will feel the sattvic form of the shift, the most conceptual form. Number three, in Cancer, it's the Pushya Nakshatra, the nourisher. If you remember, Pushya Nakshatra is all about wisdom. It gets the wisdom and it wants to teach. It has got the energy of nourishing people through their speech. These may be the coaches, the counselors, the ones who want to give the softer wisdom and bring in that feminine energy into play, because it falls in Cancer. It's all about nourishment. It's all about the mother energy. Number four, in Virgo, it falls in Hasta Nakshatra. Now, Hasta Nakshatra, if it's in combination, especially with the first one, Aries, in Ashwini Nakshatra, they could become very good hands-on healing kind of people. They could be the Reiki people. They could be the pranic healing people. These are the people who might be good with their hands at any kind of work, or in terms of healing modalities, they might be good with hands-on healing kind of approach. In Libra, next, it falls in Swati Nakshatra. Now, this Swati is all about individuality. It falls in the domain of Arcturus, the Arcturian energy, comes in Swati Nakshatra. So, in Swati, Libra will try to bring the individualistic form which balances the scales between inside and outside. These people will tend to stand in the middle ground. Libra is all about standing in the middle ground of the scales. So they will stand in the middle ground of the scales, yet bring their individual perception, independent of everything that is going on in the collective, into the world. And they will bring it through the wisdom of their past life, their ancestry, whichever society they are born in. Remember, all are needed. All 7 billion are needed. But the wisdom keepers and the old souls of the shift are the ones who will bring this first into the external world. They will feel it very strongly. Next, in Scorpio, it falls in Anuradha Nakshatra. Now, if you remember Anuradha Nakshatra, it has got the themes of love through devotion, the highest graduation of love. Let it be love for the divine, or love for another human being, or love for a cause. It is the highest form of devotion. These people can dedicate their lives to one single cause, and it will be all out of love. These people will bring in the new forms of bhakti, new forms of devotion, new forms of love between two human beings. These people will know what that essence of love is deep in their soul. Next, Capricorn, we have in Shravana Nakshatra. Now, Shravana Nakshatra is about practical wisdom, listening to advice. These people have a theme of listening to good advice and then implementing it in the real world. Shravana Nakshatra will take those three steps necessary to accomplish change and shift. They are the patient people, and yet it is a movable sign. This is the middle ground between moving around in energetic terms and having a stable grounding. Shravana Nakshatra is one of those nakshatras which have a spiritual connection, bringing it to the collective. Capricorn wants to do things in the collective. Capricorn is ruled by Saturn, who wants to do things for others. And in Shravana Nakshatra, it will want to make spiritual groups. It will want to make communities, spiritual communities which gather together and lead them. Shravana Nakshatra will be very good for that because they are adaptable. It falls in the moving earth sign of Capricorn. Finally, we have in Pisces, the Revati Nakshatra, the prosperous one. These people might be inclined in this energy to be having a lot of wealth, a lot of fame, a lot of recognition, social natives, and to continue the themes from Shravana Nakshatra, meaning they want to bring in wisdom to the collective. They will want to lead through organizations. They will want to lead through powerful organizations which will help bring this soft feminine energy into play in a way that is useful for people. They are people-oriented nakshatra. So remember, this plays out in every ascendant, just in different houses. Okay, we shall see that one by one now. And for the purposes of this video, we will just take Aries ascendant by nakshatras, the picture you can see. For Aries ascendant, Ashwini, just look at all the blue circles, okay? So Ashwini falls in the first house. Mrikshira falls in the second and the third house. Pushya nakshatra falls in the fourth house. Hasta nakshatra in the sixth house. Swati nakshatra in the 7th house. Anuradha nakshatra in the 8th house. Shravana nakshatra in the 10th house. And Revati nakshatra in the 12th house. Now I shall quickly scroll through all the remaining ascendants here one by one. If you can see it quickly playing one by one. And the nakshatra shift between houses. So houses are in Vedic astrology just depicting the areas of life where this particular energy will play out. It may be within home, it may be within family, it may be within relationships, it may be within relationships between mother, father, work, personal life, spouse, children, the collective energies, the communities. It may be in your work, it may be in your career, it may be in any one of these areas of life, which is basically what houses are. And that's where it will play out for these different ascendants that I have marked. Next, we shall be discussing other aspect as I receive them about the shift. In the meantime, do take very good care of yourself and be safe and be happy.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.